And we've got 15 more of them back at the... Would you all come up? All right. Sit down. I'll give you a few questions if you want to ask them. Do you hold on to that? Anybody wants to come up and ask a question? Come on up here. You get to hold the mic. Okay. How did you hear about Children at the Well? Let's start with that. Get an easy one, Emily.
All right. I go to a Catholic school, and the campus minister at my school came up to me, and she said that since you're not Catholic, there's this new group for interfaith storytelling, and I think that you'd be a good participant for it. And that was when I was in seventh grade, and I've been doing it ever since. I'm in 11th grade.
Okay. Do the math.
Sorry.
Junior.
Yes.
I needed that second.
Well, when I was in 8th grade, towards the end of the year, this group, Children at the Well, they performed at my temple that year. And I watched the performance, and I talked to Marnie, and I talked to Paula, and I found out what the group did, and I was really interested in it. Because I saw like all the students telling in front of a large audience, and I wanted to be one of those people, and I wanted to learn public speaking too, and I knew this would help me a lot for that, so I decided to join. And so 9th grade was my first year, and I'm also a junior now.
I joined Children at the Well the first year. I was asked by Paula if I would be interested in the program, and I had no idea what it was. And I had no idea what storytelling was, but I joined anyway, and I've loved it, and it's amazing, so thank you.
Anybody else have a question? Sure.
I'm just curious what criteria you use to choose the stories you tell.
Well, we're in interfaith groups, so we normally choose stories from our faith cultural background. To individually choose a story, we look through books, we ask people. Some of us tell personal stories, and just anything I think that that appeals to us, that we read it and I want to tell this. At least that's for me. I don't know.
Usually we pick, like you said, tales from our culture, but we also look for wisdom tales with a moral or some clever idea that you can employ in your day-to-day life so that we can impart like a part of our culture onto you guys as the audience. And so when I look for a story, I look for something that I can connect with and something that like it has a moral or a meaning that I find like true to my heart and that I believe in. And so I look for that so I can give that message on to you guys.
So we can all be as wise?
Yes. I've found a couple of my stories like different ways. I've been approached by, for example, like Gert Johnson, who asked me to tell this story that I have about John Newton, the author of Amazing Grace. And I worked with Marnie on that. We got research on him, and I compiled the story with her, and it wasn't actually like written down anywhere, so we created it. I've found them on the internet. I've found them in books.
Yeah. Would you tell them about the story you put together for your song?
Amazing Grace?
No, the first song you came to this to the Children at the Well with. The first year she came, she wanted to perform a song. And we said, that's fine, but could you do something with the story? Am I putting you on the...
Yeah, I sang a song called The Gift. It's about a little girl who lives in Mexico, and she wanted to give a gift to Jesus on Christmas Eve, but she was like really poor, and there was a bird, and she gave the bird to him, and It's a sweet song, and I also told the Christmas spider with it. Mm-hmm. So.
Very nice. Good, thank you.
So I'm curious about where you come from in terms of your family. I know when I grew up, on my mother's side, not so much my father's side, they said that if you're going to tell about something, make it a story. So do you come from families where they tell yarns, they tell stories, they, you know, the whole, that sort of background?
Not really. My parents, they read to me when I was little, but they're not storytellers. I just joined because I thought it would be really interesting.
Well, I'm from India, and every time like I visit or my grandparents visit, to learn, since I was small, I was interested in like the cultural stories. So my grandma used to tell me wisdom tales and religious tales about my culture. So that's really how I fell in love with storytelling, because every time, like every day, I used to make her tell me 2 stories per night before I used to fall asleep. And so that's how I first came in contact with it. And so that's one of the main reasons I joined, because I loved hearing stories and I wanted to be able to tell them just as well as my grandma.
My on my father's side, my father's family is English and Portuguese, and they're Christian, and I heard stories about different family members and stories of how, you know, of how we came from nothing, and then on the other side of my family, we're Austrian Jewish. And my grandparents originally lived in Austria, and I heard a lot of stories that were more traditional, and we have a lot of sayings that I didn't realize that people don't normally say them, but I heard a lot of stories from them, and from my parents, they would read stories to my sister and to me, and also tell stories to us, and now I'm here.
Thank you, kids, very much. We're going to wrap up. We thank you for being a great audience. The kids will be around for a few minutes if you want to quiz them some more before you leave. Thank you.
I just love that when you guys have lunch and you're talking to your friends and they say, what are you going to do this weekend? And you say, I'm going to go tell some stories. And they look at you and we say, we are the richer for it. Thank you. Bravo.